Well, it definitely caught me. It stopped my scroll. I don't spend much time on social media, so I'm not easily distracted by it. But this morning I decided to pop into LinkedIn for a few moments. And as I was scrolling, a post caught my eye immediately because it was a pretty bland and sad post. When I saw it, I was like, and then I read the comments and I was like, yes, I agree. It absolutely caught me.
Thank you for being a devoted listener of this podcast, Beyond Clean with Ace. Dedicated to healthy, positive, and proactive content to support individuals primarily in the cleaning industry. Are you a facilities manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor and are looking for knowledge that will help you advance both personally and professionally? Beyond Clean with Ace is now in season 7, and speakers have consistently brought us messages which parallel our key focus of providing proactive knowledge. Many times the conversations here go beyond cleaning toilets, windows, and floors, and helping individuals on a personal level. Subscribe and share with others so that everyone's life can be enhanced in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. And now, let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, and your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Good morning, everyone. It is October! I don't know where you're at, but man, I tell you what, I like this thought of it being fall, but I'm in Florida. Mickey, it doesn't even show that it's October and it's fall, but you're in Canada. It certainly does.
It is. The trees are all beautiful. It's my favorite season. It's cool and brisk. Yes, fall is in full effect up here.
See how she's moving around? She's all excited. It's fall. It's like, whoa. Hey, folks, if you've just joined us, we're here at Beyond Clean with Ace. And you know what? Mickey and I've talked so many times. It's just like, hey, it's Mickey time. Yeah, I said that one time. My wife said, you're going to Disney? I go, no.
Yeah, wrong Mickey, but close. I bring joy to a lot of people's lives, I like to think.
Why do you say close?
I like to bring joy to people's lives as well.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, hey, here at Beyond Clean, we talk about cleaning. We talk about all kinds of stuff. But Mickey, I'm just going to ask you, did you see my note on LinkedIn this morning?
I did. I stopped my scroll and I absolutely did. And I fully agree with you. Let's dig into it. I love it.
Okay, so Mickey, before we get into that, tell everybody who you are, what you do, because maybe they haven't heard us before talk. So let's do that first.
If you haven't, you definitely need to go back and listen to all of the episodes where we have our monthly chat because it's amazing. I'm Mickey Anderson. I run a marketing agency way up north in Canada, and I pop in once a month to chat all things marketing and business with Dave here.
You know, and the thing is I'll talk to you folks about all the things that she's taught me and some things that have just, I mean, changed my world drastically. But back to the LinkedIn post this morning, I'm just going to ask you, what were your thoughts when you saw the post and the comments?
Well, it definitely caught me. It stopped my scroll. I don't spend much time on social media, so I'm not easily distracted by it. But this morning I decided to pop into LinkedIn for a few moments. And as I was scrolling, a post caught my eye immediately because it was a pretty bland and sad post. When I saw it, I was like, and then I read the comments and I was like, yes, I agree. It absolutely caught me. I think sometimes we post things not really thinking enough about it. And then sometimes we overthink. And in this case, this particular post definitely did not spend enough time thinking about what they were doing before they posted. And unfortunately, the comments highlighted that for them.
Oh, Mickey, you're being so nice. you were skirting around the issue so well.
My education in politics really kicks in here, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, folks, I'm not going to be quite so nice. It's my industry, and it was absolutely totally horrifying.
Yeah.
Folks, you know what? Mickey and I, we talk about marketing. We talk about social media. We talk about all this. And, you know, I think the last comment that I made on there, and by the way, if you're looking for it, folks, You won't find it because it's already been deleted. As we're broadcasting this, not more than 10 minutes ago, I posted and it was deleted. And this just goes to prove to you that somebody picked it up and apparently they saw what we did. Because what we saw, it is, by the way, as we're recording this, Mickey, the whole thing is it's National Custodians Day. We're supposed to be appreciating custodians and uplifting. And the message they tried to make said that. But, you know, the thing is, we look at pictures first, don't we, Mickey?
We do. We do. And I think more than anything, a lot of companies feel like they have to do the arbitrary post on holidays.
Oh, gosh.
Right? That's what it felt like, right? You get the Christmas post or the Hanukkah post or the whatever post. Every holiday, a lot of businesses are just trying to keep up. And not enough intention and thought goes into what are we actually trying to say about this holiday? What message do we have? What stance do we take? Right? Bland typically doesn't do anything but piss a lot of people off.
And that's exactly
what this post did. It was a post to honor National Custodians Day, but it was so kind of thrown together without much forethought of the whole point of the holiday anyways, that it definitely didn't celebrate anybody.
Now, folks, I'm going to be really, you might like what I'm going to say and you might not, but I don't care. For one thing, it was in Canada and that's where it was kind of, and that was first thing I knew I was going to talk with Mickey and it said Canada. The second thing was it's ISSA, which is the organization in the cleaning industry that's supposed to be, well, the one everybody looks to. So you get ISSA, you get Canada, my ears pop up and I look at the picture and I was horrified, mortified. And then I got what you said, Mickey, I got off. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing. In the world of technology that we have today, why in the heck would anybody use a standard stock photo showing a nasty mop? And one of the comments that made before I even got there was, when was the last time you cleaned that mop? So the thing here is you're trying to uplift and you're trying to talk about infection prevention and custodians, and you got a one hole mop bucket that is the filthiest thing in the world. You got a dust mop that is totally dirty. You've got all kinds of bottles. You got all kinds of paper. It's a cleaning cart that I would show as a reason not to have. And then the comment from the person at ISSA was, oh, it's a stock photo. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it just kind of, Mickey, I got to tell you, that is marketing gone wrong in every word that I can use.
Yeah, well, I can say, right, there's always the question of, do I have to post on all these holidays? Do I have to, you know, do I have to contribute to a conversation? And ultimately, if you can't put the time and energy into doing a good job, like, no, it's not worth it, usually, in my humble opinion, right? There's better ways to display a message to celebrate a holiday or anything than just posting a stock image arbitrarily on social media. If anything, that just shows you don't really care. You're just doing your duty.
Thank you, Mickey. That's exactly my point.
Yep. And I think, you know, a lot of people use excuses. Oh, we only have stock images. Oh, we don't do that. And it's like, well, if you can't do it right, then maybe don't do it. it's kind of my perspective.
Absolutely. It would have been better to have left the picture off. The wording was okay. The message there, but the picture spoke louder than the words.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, I think it also goes to show, like, a lot of these organizations outsource their marketing, right? So they may not do it internally. They may have a social media person who they've hired on to tackle stuff, but they're not like an internal person. So they don't necessarily know the industry. They don't know the holiday. And so there's two pieces to this. First and foremost, if you are going to hire or outsource your marketing, if you are going to bring in someone, make sure they get it. Do your due diligence, train them, provide them the information they need so they can show up in the way that you want them to, or B, do a better job of selecting the right people to tackle your stuff. Like, if you need somebody who understands the cleaning industry, hire somebody who understands the cleaning industry. Some tack on service or agency isn't necessarily going to get what's most important to you. A lot of people will say, well, it's on the social media company to do it, or it's on the agency to know. Well, we know what we know. We know marketing. If you don't contribute to the conversation, if we're not working together collaboratively, if you're not providing me direction, I can't guarantee it's going to be good. And so that's one of the things you want to look for when you're outsourcing your marketing is, can I communicate effectively with this person and train them? Or are they already industry experts?
Mickey, you went right down the avenue that I just knew you would, because I just knew that that was what we were going to talk about, because, you know, these were my thoughts exactly. You know, and I get the fact that the person that replied said it was just stock photo. We don't know. Ultimately, no matter who did what, it ruined the whole message for ISSA today.
It really did. I mean, the response to the comment, I should say, wasn't the most professional, right? Like most of the organizations who have someone tackling their social media and they recognize, oh, we made a mistake, or, oh man, we've gotten 4 comments now saying that we didn't post this well, or this image was bad. We need to take accountability for that, first and foremost. Wow, we acknowledge that this picture didn't do justice to the holiday. You know, thank you for bringing it to light. Continued the conversation, but just saying we only use stock images, that's just such a cop out, in my opinion.
And then the cop out is within less than half an hour, they just take the whole thing down and like it never happened, yeah. Which is even adding more insult to the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens over the coming hours, whether they do a repost, happens next. It's going to be, we can't really say. But without acknowledging, hey, you know, we didn't do this well, you can edit posts.
Sure.
And write edited. You can continue the conversation. There's a lot of ways to handle that. But unfortunately, what happened was they deleted it before any acknowledgement was had. So the people who did comment and did see the post and brought it forward now feel like, we've been ignored, and that's not the response that you want to have.
Well, Mickey, you know what happened is I actually got and copied the picture before they took it down.
Oh, good for you. I love it.
You know, because it irritated me so much, because the thing here is, because this is my industry. I've been here 50 years in this industry. I am extremely passionate about it, and I agree with you. I cannot fault somebody if I did not give them the information. This is where I was wanting to talk with you about this, is mm-hmm. because if we in the industry do not give across the right information, how can anybody use it correctly? You're the marketing folks. If we don't communicate with you, how can you do? Ultimately, what I put on my website, what I put out there, I'm responsible for. And if somebody has a problem with it, I want to know about it, because then I didn't see some. I need to do a better job.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the trickiest parts of this industry from the kind of contracted agency side is when you're first starting a relationship with a company, say, for example, starting to work with Ace and we're going to do some marketing together. The tricky part is at the very beginning, there's a learning process. I'm going to start to learn about your industry. You're going to learn how to communicate your industry with me and what's most important.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we're going to have some mishaps, and yeah, it's going to take some time to get used to it, but that has to continue. And it's on both of us. We both have an obligation to the mission of the marketing to do a good job here. And so when you are hiring or looking for outsourcing agencies or whatever it is you're trying to delegate out in your business, whether it's marketing or hiring a cleaner, you have to communicate what you need and continue that conversation on an ongoing basis, period.
You know, it's funny how I just did a podcast with another gentleman, and he went from one part of the cleaning industry to another, and he's talking the same thing. It's communication.
Yep. Yeah. So one of the things that we do is we create what's called a brief. So anytime we're going to do anything, we write it down. And it's a really simple way for myself and whoever we're working with to jot down our goals, to jot down the plan, to jot down the key messages together. We both have access to it, so it's super clear. There's nothing is missed. And we do that every quarter, right? Because we run our campaigns every quarter. And so you and your business, if you're hiring someone on, it's really important to continue. And I can tell you, anytime I delegate, anytime I work with a client, the mistakes happen when communication doesn't happen or there's a miscommunication. That's it.
You know, and I think this is folks, what we want to talk about is the fact that there has to be that communication, because ultimately it reflects back on both of us.
Yep.
And and the reason we're doing this is for benefit of the client.
Yeah. Yeah. There's quality assurance sits on all of us. I think that's one of those things that we think we give to somebody. Okay. I'm going to have a quality assurance person. This person is going to be to blame. You're responsible, but you can't just give away your responsibilities in your business. You're still ultimately responsible. It's still on you. And so quality control is actually in everyone's job, both you on the client side, on your contractor side. Every single person has a responsibility to uphold quality control, quality assurance. And so regardless of whether you're hiring someone internally, you're delegating, whatever you're doing, you have to take ownership of it. It's the old Jocko Willink, right? Extreme ownership. We all have to take ownership in it. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
And I think this was the point that we wanted to make this morning for all you folks that are watching or listening, is make sure that if you're going to, and I think this is one of the things that you and I have talked about in previous podcasts, Mickey, have a plan before you post. Mm-hmm. You know, in this case, somebody you would have thought should have checked that to proof it before it went out. Even if it was given out by an agency that I hired, I still should have checked to make sure that it was sent the right message.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If pictures aren't important, then why do we use them?
Yeah, no, it's true. I think, a lot of times we think someone else is going to solve all our problems, but it's just not the case. So for us, for example, and for anyone listening who's curious about how all of this works and how these mistakes happen, I'll kind of walk through the process. So if you have an agency or you hire somebody to tackle, say, your social media posts, they'll come up with the plan with you, right? You sit down together and collaborate. What messages do we want to get across? What things are we promoting? What are the things we got to talk about, right? What does our design look like? What's the goal here? From there, the person or the agency creates the content and then it has to go through approval. And if you're skipping the approval process, you are missing the point. Whether you hire just a social media manager or not, someone from your team who has the knowledge to say, oh man, this is going to piss off a lot of people, has to have eyes on it before it moves forward. And that's like what we do, is we just create basically, it's a PowerPoint slide presentation of every post with the captions and all the pieces in place. So the client can just scroll through that PowerPoint and go, okay, yes, no, this needs to change, this doesn't. We go through all revisions and then it goes out. And then also having a plan on who's going to respond to comments and how, those kind of policies are super important nowadays. Like, your communications are under the microscope online, especially on social media. So you have to have a plan and take responsibility for that as well.
Well, and I think that was the thing this morning. And I wasn't the only one. No, not, and folks, I don't want to make this sound like I was the only one that made a comment, because I was kind of late to it. Three other people had commented before I got there. I might have been a little bit more pointed and vocal. Sorry about that, folks. That's just the way I am. But then, you know, there was only like two or three more comments before it was taken down. You know, when we do produce videos and pictures, I take a lot of effort in making sure they are pointed, they are correct, the message and the picture coincide with each other. And rather than use stock photos, I now have my own library of stock photos of over 4,000 pictures that I've taken, you know, that it probably doesn't matter in the cleaning industry. I probably have a personal picture rather than some industry picture that somebody was trying to stage. People do realize the difference, do they not, Mickey?
Oh my gosh, they do. If you want to look like you don't really care, use stock images. Like, that's that. I mean, it's not, as much as it might feel like it's expensive or inconvenient or not necessary, what we always recommend our clients do at least twice a year, ideally every quarter, is hire a brand photographer. They're not overly expensive. And what you do is you build a bank of images. You create your own stock images.
Correct.
You take pictures of your team, of your tools, of your location, of whatever you can. You build up that bank of images for yourself. So now you care. Now it's personal and it's your brand, you have far more control. And as you go along, you're going to recognize you need more of these pictures, you need more of those pictures, and you just keep building that bank of images. It does take more time, it is more expensive, but boy, is it worth it in the long run.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask you, from all of these images and all these videos that you and I talk about and we have, how often do you feel we should be updating those primary images, like on websites, on our social media, et cetera? Is there a right or wrong time?
You know, I recommend two things for your website, for example. If we're looking at updating your website, I think like a really in-depth review is required once a year. That's just my personal opinion. Going through page by page, making recommendations and notes, big changes, anything like that, absolutely at least typically once a year. It's a big rundown. You take a whole day and go through the website and then decide on what changes need to happen and go from there. But then I do recommend whoever is responsible for your website, and ultimately if it's you, this is on you.
Whoever, and you're looking right at me, so hey, I'm the one right here.
I am the one. You got to take accountability. Anytime there's a significant change in your business, that's the time to go and do it. And although you might be overwhelmed and there's lots going on, like there's likely going to be updates that need to happen. If you change locations, if your branding changes, if you have staff turnover, if something's happening, you got to make sure that your website's up to date. For us, due diligence, we call it a minor check once a quarter and then a big check once a year. And that basically makes sure that nothing is left too long. And we're just in a continual process of making things better.
So let me ask a question then, you know, because I have classes that change all the time. So I'm actually getting in there and updating classes probably twice a month.
Yeah.
Is there a too often time for making changes?
I think it depends on the content, right? Like some things can stay the same forever. Right. If you've got a great image on your website that speaks volumes, it represents exactly the message you're trying to get across, you don't have to continue to change it. If it's good, it's good. Don't fix what isn't broken. But if classes, dynamics, tools, techniques are constantly changing, then yeah, you want to keep those up to date. So it's relevant to whoever's looking now. It all comes down to who is using your website and what are they using it for. So if your website is a sales tool, you need to think of the user. What do they need to know and see in order to buy? If your website is a retention tool, you want to move people through different courses and keep them longer. What do they need to see and what do they need to know in order to continue? And that's ultimately what it comes down to. There's no right or wrong rule about how often or frequently you should update it. I think you can go overboard, but ultimately it comes down to the user. How am I going to make this the best experience? What matters to them? I'm going to do that.
And that's where, you know, like in the cleaning industry, where we get caught so often because we do so many different things in so many different environments. There are so many different types of clientele that we speak to. It's extremely difficult to navigate all of those things without movement. And that's what I call it, movement. We're always moving something. Something's always changing. Because it's kind of steady the way it is. Like right now, we're updating our online courses. I personally have spent over 20 hours on one course trying to update it because of exactly what we're talking about today. Getting the pictures and the video to actually match the text to get the right information. Because we haven't done it to this course for 5 years, and it's like, it's just not doing it anymore. And before you put out the new release, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is a lot of work. But ultimately, that's the business you're in, right? That's it. If you're not going to do it, it's not going to get done. So either you're going to hire someone to do it and train them how to do it and have them do it on a specific frequency, or you're going to do it yourself. But it's true. Depending on your niche or who you specifically work with. So say you work only in high-rise corporate cleaning facilities. Like that's your industry. You work with high-rises, you work corporate, that's it. You're going to make sure that your website speaks to those people,
right,
and don't worry about the excess stuff. But you're an education company, right? So you have to have all of the different techniques and tools, and like, you have to be reflective of that. That's just the nature of your business. So you know who your user is, you know who your students or your clients are, you have to speak to them. And that's one of the things you'll just have to do, unfortunately.
And this makes it so challenging because of all of that. And you know, this is where it's hard to get somebody else involved with us to do all of this for exactly the reason we're talking about today, folks, is because if you haven't been in here and you haven't done it for a long period of time, you can't understand all of this. And unfortunately, things like what happened to ISSA this morning happens. And I guess that's where the problem is. You know, I had a gentleman say, "What's going to happen when you leave, Dave?" It's a good question.
You know,
but honestly, I don't have a good answer for him yet, folks.
Yeah. You know, and as much as like in the moment, it's really hard to do. My recommendation is to document everything as you go. Like, that's really the only way. And it's not going to be perfect.
No.
But at least it's a start. So as you're going through this process of updating courses, what are the things you're looking for? What are the steps you're taking? What are, like, and just document it, and it'll get better every time you go through and you'll add and change things. But if you start and at least have the framework built out, someone can come in and do like the grunt work, and then you can go in and do the fine tweaking and refining. So you're still going to ultimately save yourself time. So whatever you're doing in your business, make sure you're documenting it. There are some really cool tools you can use to do this for you. The one that we love the most is an AI tool, and it actually screen captures a process that you're doing online. And it takes screenshot images and highlights what you're doing and writes exactly what you're doing step by step automatically. And you can just go in and tweak. It's called Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E dot how. H-O-W. And there's a Chrome extension. We use it all the time for our processes. I highly recommend it if you're doing anything online and you need to record processes. That's a really simple one. But it doesn't matter what tool or format you use. You just have to do it. And it's
okay,
hard, and it takes time, but it is what
there
it
goes
is.
Mickey with another one of those tools I've got to get.
Little rant. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
I knew we wouldn't get through a podcast without, there's another one of those things I got to put over here. I got to get now.
Yeah. If you're going to hire an admin, if you're going to hire, say for example, a social media manager, if you're, and you do things online in a specific way, oh my gosh, this tool is fantastic. You can download them as PDFs. You can share them through the tool. Like, it's absolutely fantastic. So that's my one recommendation for like an AI tool for SOPs, for documenting processes, scribe.how. Fantastic.
You know, the one that you got to me, the last that has made my life so much easier here on the podcast is CapShow.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you, Mickey, how much that has helped my podcasting. Just, you know, it was just so laborious. It was like hours, literally. I mean, for a 30-minute podcast, I'd have to spend hours trying to find certain things and going through it. And now I can almost do a broadcast and have it out and produced in less than 2 hours by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. CapShow is amazing. When I saw it, I knew immediately. I was like, this is going to be a game changer. I need this in my life. I'll tell you, I am not like technology savvy at all. For the listeners, if you think like, because I keep listening tech tools, it's not because I'm tech savvy. It's because I'm tech lazy. I want something to do the work for me that's easy to use. I will always look for the easiest to use, easiest to adopt tools possible, because I'm not the type of person who's going to do okay with tech. CapShow, super easy. You just plug and play. And then same with Scribe. You literally just click the button and it records it and does it for you. Like, easy peasy. That's what I'm all about.
Well, and folks, we're not trying to say that you just take what it says and then put it up there. It's just like the pictures we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's simply another tool to use, just like a marketing agent, like Mickey and her group. But I think this is where AI has really tremendously helped us a tremendous amount. And it's just like anything else. We don't realize how much something can help. You know, I was looking at something else and they were talking about the library and going to the library. Now we use the internet. Internet's my library. Just because you saw it in print, just because it was in print in a book in the library, doesn't mean it's any more valuable than print on the internet. you still have to check both.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if so, for my agency, one of the things we've learned is like the most time consuming tasks usually are only time consuming because we make them. Because it's usually an indicator that something is stuck in someone's head and hasn't been worked through. And so that's one of the key things is how can we find a way to just make this easier for everyone? And that's tools like this, man, they really do change the game. You can go down the rabbit hole and build a really expensive tech stack. Not necessary. You'll find over time, and I always recommend do the free trials. Always leverage those free trials and start with monthly payments instead of going all in for the annual. Because if you don't like it after a month, you can cancel and it's maybe $40 wasted rather than $400 wasted. So Give yourself the opportunity to test things out. The first tool you hear, right? For example, if you're hearing Scribe, don't immediately go and buy the annual plan. Try the free trial, test drive everything, give it a chance, because your unique tech stack needs will be different than everyone else's.
Well, and to your point there, Mickey, I just found one over the weekend that was to take my long play videos and then give me five short, less than 30-second shorts. And within an hour, I had 20 of these from videos from the past. And you and I have talked about this before, repurposing Some of that old stuff, which is still current, but I produced it 5 years ago. And within the weekend, over the weekend, and some extra time sitting there, put out these five, and lo and behold, 10,000 views over the weekend and another 20 subscribers on my YouTube.
Yep. Yeah. Did you, I'm curious to know the tool you used for that.
You know what? As I'm thinking about it, I can't remember the name of it, but I'll get it.
There's Video.io is one that's really good. There's like repurpose.io is another one that will like put all your stuff. There's so many out there.
Yes.
If this task either wasn't going to get done but needs to get done, or was going to take you way too long, those are the places where these little tech tools, as much as they cost you upfront the money, you now have gained back time where you can maximize.
And to your point, this was the free one over the weekend. Yeah. It gave me 2 hours and 5 days. And you know, I think I still have 2 days left on the trial. And I've got like 30 short videos that I've got ready. I'm probably going to be buying the monthly thing because I've got 600 videos out there. I wonder how much more I could do. And if that many people found it relative and another 20 subscribers, then that means to me that those real videos, and one interesting thing about this one I found, folks, is that it likes narrated videos. Mm-hmm. So it actually took my narration and played it on the screen and highlighted it as it went, which I've never found before. But here again, this is the reason why we have people that we work with to find out these little tidbits, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many little sneaky tools that can save you so much time. And over time too, you'll start to recognize which tools you no longer need or have outgrown or need to change. That happens too. So regularly reviewing your tech stack, if you don't do your monthly bookkeeping and your budgeting, that's a good time to look at all those subscriptions and say, okay, am I actually using this for how much I need to? Should I keep it? Do I need to review? And that's kind of the way that we look at tech is on a monthly basis as we do our bookkeeping and budgeting, looking at all those subscriptions and saying, what do we need?
I did that this morning. I got a bill from one. I'm going, okay, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, since we changed the website, they have their own and I don't need this anymore. So it's like, okay, I think this one needs to drop. And it's an ongoing, but that is business.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
Oh, gosh. Here we are, Mickey. You know, hey, I'm sorry to the folks that I may have stomped on toes for. You know, I really am. I wish I wouldn't have been able to do that because then it means it would have been right to start with. So I will post the picture so that you can see what it is in the YouTube video as we put this broadcast out so you can see the picture of what we're talking about. Unfortunately, I couldn't pull it up here right now for us because it just happened. That's the way it goes. Mickey, I thank you. I mean, I am so glad that you saw it beforehand because then that meant that we had a light conversation. And hey, you know what? That means that what I'm putting out there, people are watching.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, make sure to comment too. So in the podcast, in the review, or if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to comment when you see the image, your thoughts on how it could have been done better, what processes could have been put in place to prevent those sorts of things, and what you would like to see them do moving forward to basically make best of this situation. Because I think it's an interesting conversation. All of us have the chance of this happening to us where we do something. And I think just the more we have open and positive dialogue about it, the better prepared we all can be to take ownership and just do a better job.
I think the big thing here is if people are listening, and you know which ones I'm talking about, what they can learn from this is that these things do matter. And that this will be, because I guarantee you, you know what, I'll never forget the lady that says, I appreciate you're an educational facility, but I can't read anything that you put out. Mm. And I was puzzled. And I'm like, what's the problem? She said, well, I'm an English teacher. And I right quit knew exactly where she was going to go. Because I am not, you know, it's like, because my wife says, I need to proofread everything you do. Well, you know, I told her, I said, you know, here it is. I will give you full access to everything, completely free of charge. And if you'll point out everything, then somebody else can't find it. Because you know what? We're not perfect. We do make mistakes. And this is, I think, the whole message here.
Yep.
Help each other. And if you're in the cleaning industry, folks, I mean, I don't want to be that way, but after all this time and everything I've seen, I'm just going to point it out so that I can help you to help somebody else, because other people are watching, they are learning, they are listening to what we put out there, and it's our responsibility to do it right. Yeah. And also, you know, help each other.
Yeah, I don't think these, like, I know a lot of people will feel personally victimized or personally attacked if they post something and people call them out. But I think more than anything, it's just like, you have to remember it's a conversation and it's learning. And if you don't ever get called out on things, that's probably not good for anyone. So we can just step forward and, you know, try to shake it off a little bit and do better next time. And if you have that attitude, okay, but hey, I made a mistake. I see where you're coming from. I'm going to do better. We're all going to be in a better place. That's it.
I can't tell you how many times I've been called out on things, Mickey. It just, we don't have that much time.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times our stuff doesn't pass legal. It's a daily thing, right? In marketing, there's always stops. There's always feedback, and you're not going to please everyone. And yeah, that's okay. But at the same time, like, you can still learn and do better as you go. It is.
Well, we all are putting out so much content, Mickey, anymore. And I think this is why things like the AI programs and stuff really have helped me to double check myself.
Yeah.
And then the last thing before you hit that button is go back over it. You know, it's like I produce it, I get it ready, I walk away, I come back later and I review it before I send it. Because while you're doing it, you're thinking one thing, you're not looking at everything. When you get to take a break and come back, oh, I can't tell you how many times I've had to do that and go, can't I get it right?
Yeah. For us, I'll tell you, like, the difference between good or mediocre stuff versus excellent is just a couple extra rounds of revisions. That's all it is. It's just taking the time to be focused and allow yourself to review stuff one extra time before it goes out. That's it. If you're finding yourself in a rush to just get something out, it's probably going to be having mistakes in it. And that's, you just have to kind of accept that.
Well, Mickey, you know what? I appreciate the comments. We never know. Hey, folks, we never know what we're going to talk about. And it just happened today. And it was just perfect timing. But do listen, do watch. We appreciate all of your viewing over the last 7 years. I do like to tell you, you know, I think we're like over 20,000 downloads now. And I really, really appreciate that, folks. If you're on the YouTube channel, please follow us over there at Academy of Cleaning Excellence. Follow Mickey and her group there. You know what? I don't even think I put your stuff up there today, Mickey. I apologize.
I'm on here every month. Just keep coming back. That's it.
There it is. I found the right button. As you said, just one more button over.
That's it.
Yeah, I think there's a 90-day deal on a book thing that's supposed to be coming up or is out there.
Yeah, so we work with a lot of authors on their book launches. So you'll see the Book to Client Formula. It's a free download. And there's also a video training on how to use your book to grow your business. If you're not an author, you just hit our little logo there, or you scroll down to the bottom and hit our logo, and you'll just head over to the website where you can see everything you need to from our company.
Down here at the bottom.
There you go. Hit 90 day campaigns, and it should. Yeah, in the footer there. There you go.
And there we go.
There's the agency.
It's nice when everything works right.
And I know, right? This is a great tester, though, right? It shows you that when you have those changes, like, you're going to have mistakes on your website. I do, man. Everyone does. It happens. You just got to just keep ticking away at it. That's it.
Well, folks, we appreciate that you were here to watch us point out things. So just be careful. If you're putting it out there, we're probably watching. Somebody's watching. And that's why we do it, right? We do put things out there for people to see. Every once in a while, we make mistakes. Yep. You know, as one of the guys said, growth is saying that you made the mistake, learning from it, moving on. Yeah. Mickey, thank you so much for another fall start. I got a feeling that it'll be a little bit different when we talk next month.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. November is usually pretty good here. It's normally still fall. It's December, January, February, March, April, May. That's when it's not so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.